This program is presented by ERN. Check it out at ernlive.com.
Welcome back to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Bush, your host. We are continuing our conversation with Peggy Burdick. She's the author of It's Never About the Money, Even When It Is. This is her third book, and she has become an expert on how our emotions impact our financial decisions through surviving her own financial issues and coming out the other side. And before the break, we were talking about how people are angry and people have deep emotions, and you know, we see it all the time, daily, you know, without, as we're moving through life. And the fact that substantial change requires work. There isn't a quick fix. There isn't, you know, that these three tips will be able to turn it around for you. And that the reason why I asked that question was just that. I think that people like to try to put a Band-Aid on something that requires surgery sometimes when it comes to these issues of finances and how they're tied to deeper issues, and they're more of a symptom and not the actual problem. And you've touched on something really important, because, you know, much of the stress and the anger and the things that we're seeing people express are stemming from these issues. And, you know, you can try to, you know, read the latest and greatest book, or you can try to, you know, take these tips from this article. But at the end of the day, you know, what you're saying is in your book that you really need to dig deep, and you really need to figure all of this out.
Well, figuring it out is the journey. And that's why I said before the break is that people don't want to do it. They'd rather take a pill and disguise it. Because, and I think what it is is that what people are just inherently afraid of is to identify and say out loud that I was not loved the way I needed to be. I was loved for something else, if loved at all. And you see, by this age, Bettina, you have met a ton of people that are just, you know, their parents just drop them on their heads. A lot of people, this is, I know you'll get a lot of mail on this one, a lot of people shouldn't even have children. Because I see these broken women coming to me for help, and it's like had their mothers treated them differently and shifted, they wouldn't be sitting, you know, on my sofa. They would not be dealing with me at all. They wouldn't have financial problems. They wouldn't have weight issues. They wouldn't be having two glasses of wine every single day. They'd have different kinds of lives. They'd be happy.
Yeah. So as moms who, you know, we're raising this next generation, and you were talking about creating this space where it's okay for our child to be different and how that impacts their self-esteem. You know, when we live in a society, well, and really just as kids in general, they just want to be accepted. And, you know, and you see so many kids just trying to follow the pack and trying to be the same. How do we go about creating that space for our kids?
Well, here's a given. Everybody wants warmth, closeness, and acceptance. The baby comes out of the womb, that's what they want. My father is 99. He wants the same thing. Those three basic needs never change. So the best way to do it is to work out of respect. There's a big difference. You want your child to be different. It doesn't mean you say yes to everything. But if you treat your child's feelings with respect, that's a whole other ballgame. And it doesn't mean you give in to the feelings. It means that you listen and that you are present and you are patient. And you know that the most expensive thing people have is their time. Mm-hmm. And especially working mothers, they have no time. And especially if there are multiple kids in the family and a dog, they have no time for themselves. They don't have time to sit there quietly while the child is having a temper tantrum, and getting the child to calm down, right? They can't do that. So they shove an ice cream in the kid's face. Oh. Or the other day I saw someone, you know, her six-year-old woke up angry and were in a bad mood. So she was distracting his negative feelings by showing something to him in the distance for him to focus on. That's not respect for a child's feelings. Mm-hmm. But we live in a culture that is trying to constantly step away from the ugliness of confrontations, saying my needs are not getting met, you know, having all sorts of feelings that, in fact, can be talked about and walked through. But the cornerstone of every relationship has got to be respect. Treating people with respect, expecting respect. That's why boundaries are so critical.
Yeah, you've said a mouthful. We're going to be back with more right after this. I'm Bettina Bush, your host. You're listening to Working Mother Radio. Stay with us.
This show is presented in part by Bridgestone. We're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. We'll be right back.